You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Today we hear an update on the cutting-edge Community Promise Federal Credit Union. It debuted nearly 5 years ago in the economically challenged Kalamazoo's Edison neighborhood with the goal of helping low-income people repair their credit and to spur development in the area. The bank now boasts close to $850,000 in assets and 700 accounts, up from 50 its first year. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Angela Brown, and I'm the CEO at Community Promise Federal Credit Union.
And I'm Jim Houston. I'm the board chairman of Community Promise.
So it was in February of 2013 where you held an open house in the Edison neighborhood for the credit union. How soon after that did it open?
Well, actually, we opened for business on January the 2nd, 2013. We had just received our charter in October of 2012.
There were no financial institutions in the Edison neighborhood, is that correct?
That's correct.
There was not even a branch office of a bank, not even a drive-through.
Right. They left there some years earlier. So that left the neighborhood totally, what I want to say, at the disposal of the payday lenders, the rent-to-own people. So, and all of that, and that situation kind of spurred about a dozen people in the community at that time, kind of initiated by Monsignor Michael Hazard of St. Joe's and other community people to say.
And that's St. Joseph Catholic Church? Yes.
St. Joseph Catholic Church. So the citizens became very concerned that more and more people were falling prey to the, especially to pay their lenders. So the group decided that we would find a place in the neighborhood to put the credit union and kind of make it as kind of an anchor for some of the surrounding businesses in the neighborhood. And we have become an anchor. Pleased to say that the neighborhood now is on the rise. We've had a sub shop. We've had a very extraordinarily good restaurant, a Vietnamese restaurant now in the neighborhood. So I invite everybody to come and patronize it. The particular category of credit union that we fit into and that the NCUA designate us as a community development credit union for low income. So that put us in a totally different category, nonprofit. And as such, we're the only type of credit union that can receive grants and donations because of that particular classification.
Can you give a quick sense of why payday lending is a problem for those who might be economically disenfranchised? Why that might keep them in the cycle of being impoverished?
Okay, scenario. You are probably making $200-$300 a week, but you find out you don't have enough money to reach to the end of that week. So you go to a payday lender because you can't go to any other bank or credit union because your credit score is not high enough for them to give you a short-term loan. So, but these credit, these payday lenders are willing to, more than willing to loan you, say, $50, $60 to get you through the week or through the, you know, if you get paid every 2 weeks, But then you have to pay it back in 2 weeks. Well, if you're already short $60 or so, and you have to borrow again to get you through the next payday period, now you're about $120 or so in the hole. And all the time, they're charging you interest. So now you've been charging, you're paying interest on the first 60 plus interest on the second 60. And this interest rates can balloon up to 400% interest. And since you can't already pay all of this stuff, what's the other alternative? Bankruptcy.
Now, let's get to the core of the credit union. Ms. Brown, if you want to jump in at this point, what is fundamentally different? If I, you know, the customer walks into your facility, what's different?
So traditionally, the financial institutions, as Jim said, with people that are challenged with credit scores, they're not allowed to even open an account. So they have to go to a payday lender for loans. They have to go to check-and-go facilities to cash their checks. Some of the used dealerships in the area are charging exorbitant financing fees and interest rates. So as Jim mentioned, 400% interest on payday loans, check fees. We allow them to come in and open an account no matter what their situation is. There's no discrimination. We welcome them. Our mission is completely unique because we are actually trying to help individuals that are low to moderate income, especially challenged with credit, build their credit back up, teach them budgeting skills. How does this help the housing industry? Well, as you build your credit up, eventually things become more affordable because everything is based off of the credit score. So let's say you start out with a very low score under 600. As we help them build their credit score up, insurance is more affordable, rent is more affordable. Every loan that they get is more affordable, which increases their discretionary income. Eventually, we're helping individuals pave the way to get that score high enough to purchase houses.
Is there a minimum amount to start the account?
$5 deposit to open an account and a valid ID.
For check cashing, need someone have an account there?
You do.
How is that check cashing service different than, say, at some other bank?
The most we charge to cash a check is $3. Unless they have a compensating balance, then there's no fee. We also implemented a new checking account program for individuals that are not allowed to have checking or have had issues at other financial institutions. It's a second chance alternative program. And in that program, there is a monthly fee of $10 a month, but then we do not charge them any additional check cashing fees. So they can come in and cash 10 checks if they need to within the month, and the fee is waived.
What other types of services do you offer there that's different than other banks?
A lot of times individuals that want to purchase a vehicle will go out to a dealership and they'll find financing for them with, you know, challenged credit. What they're doing to people in the community is they're tacking on anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 in financing fees on the Blue Book price of the vehicle and then charging them 25% interest. So Community Promise, we never do that to individuals. We don't charge additional financing fees. We try to make sure that the price that they're paying for the car is a fair price, and then we give them fair pricing on the interest rates for the vehicle itself. So we have actually taken people out of predatory loans, such as I've mentioned, and gotten them into half of the payment, for instance. We have a new program. It's called Refi My Ride, and actually I have to give One Detroit Credit Union the credit for that program, because the CEO there, Hank Hubbard, and I had a discussion, and he shared this new program with me. And so now we're implementing it at Community Promise. And basically, if people are paying astronomical fees and interest rates and monthly payments, we will take them out of that loan and refi it. A lot of times, we can cut their payment in half. We can cut the interest rate in half. So we're doing everything we can to help them have more discretionary income and make life more affordable.
It's my understanding that you've been trying to establish some relationships with local auto dealers.
We've gone out to most of the local area dealerships and let them know that we are here to help people that have challenges with credit, to help them avoid that predatory lending situation that I spoke of, the financing fees, the 25% interest. And so what they're doing is they're actually sending individuals that are within the city of Kalamazoo to the credit union, and we are doing the underwriting and the financing for the vehicles at a fair price.
What kind of interest might someone be looking at if they go through financing with you?
We are as low as 2.75 for a paper and up to 14% for a challenge score versus 25% interest and $1,000 to $5,000 in fees.
How much of a loan do you give?
On used and new vehicles, we are financing up to $35,000.
And a person would have to have an account with you?
They have to have an account. They need to be a member to have access to the products and services. We are also offering a payday lending alternative loan, which an example of what Jim had mentioned was normally when you take a loan out, payday lenders charge you fees on that loan. It's about $15 for every 100. They make you pay it back in 2 weeks. So if you borrow, you know, $200, they charge you $30 in fees. Then you go back in 2 weeks. If you say, I can't pay it back, they roll that $230 over again, charge you another $30 in fees. And eventually it becomes that 400% interest. What we're doing is we're saying, let's say it's a $700 loan. We give them 12 months or longer to pay back loans, up to 5 years and up to $5,000 in personal loans. And for instance, the $700 loan would be $65 a month. And so we're giving them more room with their discretionary income to have time to pay that back and just make things more affordable.
Now, all these programs sound wonderful. How have they been working? Are people, in fact, making their payments?
They are. And we have seen wonderful situations of people that have been able to build their credit. They've gone from an under 600 score. They've built it up high enough where they can actually purchase a home. We have done credit building. We have a relationship building loan. We teach budgeting. We're doing everything to educate and help them pave the way to a brighter financial future.
When you say you teach budgeting, you now have classes now?
We do. Every individual that comes in, we sit down with them when they're filling out a loan application, and we go through their budget process. We can spend an hour or two or three or sometimes even 5 hours with an individual just trying to get them on track with their budget so that the bills are paid on time. They know exactly what's coming in as far as income, what's going out as far as their expenses. And by managing their income and paying timely, that also helps them build their credit.
Another thing that I understand is a priority at the credit union, I understand you're making inroads in trying to do outreach to the Hispanic community.
Yes, we are. We are actually the first credit union in Michigan to become certified as a Juntos Avanzamos credit union. Basically, what we're doing is we're offering fair products and services to the Hispanic community. We have literature in Spanish to help them for those that do not speak English or can maybe not read English. Because it's in Spanish, we can actually help them to understand what they're getting into.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mr.
And by the way, two of our customer service people are fluent in Spanish.
What are you all most proud of in these, let's do the math, 4 years or so?
We're in our fifth year now.
Fifth year? You're entering your fifth year. What are you proudest of in this period of time?
I think it has to really be our mission across the board, knowing that you're helping change a person's life. We've helped people go from potentially being homeless. We've helped them go to the doctor, repair their cars. We pre-approve them for vehicle loans so that they don't have to get caught in that predatory cycle with the financing companies that are taking advantage of low credit scores. We have wonderful success stories of building people's credit and helping them learn to budget and manage their funds. Two of my favorite stories has to be the one with the person that was almost homeless, came in and said, "Angela, you don't realize what you did for me last year when you gave me that loan." And so I knew we did underwriting and we offered the person a loan, but what I didn't know was the place that they were living in was going to be, I believe, demolished, and they didn't have the deposit to get into a house elsewhere or an apartment, and if we had not offered that loan, they would be homeless. We've had individuals that have gone to dealerships in the past and have been taken advantage of with the low credit score and had a predatory loan that was unaffordable, had a week off being sick, maintained a job for many years, but had 1 week of illness and couldn't keep up with the car payment because it was almost $500 a month. What the predatory financing does is they say, okay, well, you have to pay me back that payment and the next one immediately, or they'll repo the car. So they take the car away from that individual, they can't get to work. So this person was paying 25% interest, came in upset one day, and sat down and talked with them and said, "Let me see if I can get you out of this loan." So I personally called up the financing company and said, "Let me refinance this. Let's talk about the balance, see if we can work out something agreeable." We were able to reduce the balance on that loan and get him out of a 25% interest, and I think he was paying 12 or 14%. And it literally took his payment from almost $500 down to about $250 a month. So it's these things that we're doing. We sat down afterwards, taught him how to budget, got him on a program where all the bills are being paid out of his account, everything's on time, and that individual came in originally quite stressed with the situation he was in, and afterwards, now he comes in and he's just a carefree, really happy individual. So you can see the difference in their faces. You know, you can see the difference in the way they look at you and how they smile and how they feel about themselves, and I think that's the rewarding part of it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Angela Brown, CEO of the Community Promise Federal Credit Union, and Board President Jim Houston. The bank is investigating opening a branch in the Northside neighborhood in Kalamazoo. For a longer version of this story, visit wmuk.org. For WMUK's West Southwest, I'm Earlene McMichael.